Hello and welcome to Disney Travel Tales, a podcast that allows you to immerse yourself in someone's recent Disney trip. I'm Jenny, and I'm so happy to be here with you talking about my favorite thing, Disney trips. Join us every Friday as we explore the parks or cruise ships with a new guest and learn inside tips and tricks to hopefully help make your vacation go a little smoother. Make sure to subscribe to the show wherever you are listening so you never miss a new episode, and I would love it if you left a positive review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Another way to support the podcast is to use me as your travel agent at no cost to you. Email me at jenny@trolleylanetravel.com. Let me do all the hard planning while you sit back and count down the days to your vacation. Okay, so let's get going with today's show. Hello and welcome to Disney Travel Tales. You are listening to episode number 75, and today I am going to talk all about the resorts at Walt Disney World. I'm kind of continuing with last week, just getting you ready to plan those 2024 trips, trying to get you the information that you need to make sure that you're prepared when May 31st comes and those vacation packages open for booking. Staying on Disney property is definitely something that I recommend. There are just so many great perks to staying at a Disney resort, and even in 2024, there's going to be more perks. And that is the Disney Dining Plan, which we talked about in the last episode, number 74. Go back and listen to that if you haven't yet and learn all about some of the new things that are coming, but mostly about the Dining Plan. Now, you can only purchase the Dining Plan and add it to your package if you are staying on site. So I think this is just another reason that you should stay on site. Along with extra magic hours in the morning, and for deluxe guests, you get some extended evening hours on select nights at certain parks. Now, there is going to be a change to that. We aren't sure what it is, but I'm really hoping they add some more nights, because right now it's Epcot on Mondays and Magic Kingdom on Wednesdays, and sometimes vacations just don't line up with those days. And so I think it would be great if they could add a couple more nights and maybe even add Hollywood Studios. That would be awesome. But yeah, overall, staying on Disney property is just effortless. It's so easy. It takes so much stress out of your vacation because you are in the Disney bubble. The Disney bubble is what people like to call when you get on site. When you are staying at a Disney hotel, everything is taken care of for you. The people at the hotels, the cast members, they are nothing like people who work at other hotels. They really are a part of Disney, and they bring all the Disney magic back to your resort with you when you leave the parks every day, and it's just magical. Plus, the free transportation to the parks, that cannot be beat. I mean, what vacation can you go on where you don't have to worry about transportation? When you get from the airport over to Disney, you are taken care of. Like, it takes so much stress away, especially when you're traveling with kids. No rent cars, no car seats, no Ubers or Lyfts unless you choose. You can just take advantage of all the free transportation options that are at Disney. And so I always recommend to clients to try to stay at a Disney resort. We're going to go through all the different levels of Disney resorts today, and there really is a level for everyone. When people are like, oh, I can't afford to stay at a Disney resort, the value resorts are such a great price, and sometimes they are even less than some of the offsite resorts. And so, yeah, don't sleep on it. It could be a great option for your family. All right, so let's just dive right in to the different levels of Disney resorts at Walt Disney World in Florida. So there are four levels. There is deluxe, deluxe villas, moderate, and value. Now, a deluxe villa is part of the DVC program. So the Disney Vacation Club, these are people who buy into this. It's like a timeshare. And these resorts, though, they are part of the deluxe resorts. Most of them are attached, or they are just on their own, like the Riviera is a DVC resort. But yeah, you can rent these rooms as well. Now, DVC members do have first dibs at them, so sometimes they are harder to get. But these rooms are also really great options because a lot of them are, this is where your suites are. They have the one bedroom, the two bedroom, and the three bedroom. They usually come with a full-size kitchen, a washer and dryer. So if you are a bigger family, these rooms are a great option. But let's slow down for a second and let's start back and just talk about deluxe resorts in general. This is the highest tier of the Disney resort list. These are going to be your most expensive resorts. These are kind of your iconic resorts, like the Contemporary or the Grand Floridian. These are the resorts that you see on all the commercials. They're the closest to the park. That's what makes them deluxe resorts. That's one of the things. They have multiple transportation options to each park, except there is one exception, and that's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Some of the resorts will have lots of options to get to parks. So the Contemporary Resort, for example, that's kind of the iconic one right by Magic Kingdom that the monorail goes through. You can walk to Magic Kingdom from the Contemporary. It is very, very close. They also have monorail transportation to Magic Kingdom and Epcot, and then they have bus transportation to Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom. The Grand Floridian, which is also walkable distance. It's a little bit longer to walk to Magic Kingdom, but you can, of course, still walk. They have boat service to Magic Kingdom, monorail service to Magic Kingdom and Epcot, and then bus transportation as well. So you kind of get what I'm talking about here. So the deluxe resorts, not only do they offer multiple transportation to parks, they also have a lot more dining options. They'll have your fine dining restaurant. They have another sit-down restaurant. And then, of course, they have your standard grab-and-go kind of cafeteria style. So there's just a lot more offered. They have bigger and multiple gift shops. They'll have pools that have a slide. And then they'll have some quiet pools, so multiple swimming options as well. Plus, besides all of that, the rooms are bigger. They are anywhere from 344 to 440 square feet. The bathroom situation can vary depending on the room. Again, they have some suite options, and so you can have multiple bathrooms if that is what you chose. But the standard rooms are just going to have more of a standard bathroom option. It's just going to be a little bit larger than the other level resorts. These rooms also typically sleep 5 people, and this is kind of where cost comes in as well. So Wilderness Lodge is on the lower end cost of the deluxe option. It does not sleep 5. Those standard rooms, they only sleep 4. So there are ways to stay at a deluxe at a lower cost or price point. Animal Kingdom Lodge, that is a very gorgeous, very one-of-a-kind resort because it has a savanna with animals right there on property. This is a lower cost deluxe resort as well because it only has bus service to all the parks because it's so far out there. So there are ways that you can stay at a deluxe resort and not have to pay that really high peak price. The deluxe resorts are the Contemporary Resort, the Grand Floridian Resort, Wilderness Lodge, the Polynesian Resort, the Riviera Resort, Yacht and Beach Club, which are 2 separate resorts, but they're sister resorts right next to each other, Boardwalk Inn, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Saratoga Springs Resort, and then Old Key West. Now, Saratoga Springs Resort, Old Key West, and then Riviera Resort are DVC resorts, but these are also considered deluxe as well, and these resorts are really great. Old Key West and Saratoga are right by the golf courses. They're very close to Disney Springs, and they are great options, again, kind of at that lower price point for a standard deluxe room. Moving on to the moderate resorts. These are, as it sounds, moderate. They're right in the middle of the price point of the value and the deluxe. These are also great options, and one thing about the moderate resorts is a couple of them sleep 5 people. So again, great, great options for families who are a family of 5 and they don't want to get 2 rooms. They just want to stay in 1 room. That is where these resorts come in at such a great price point. Plus you're getting some really great amenities. So moderate resorts, they also have pools that have a slide and they also will have a couple of quiet pools. They have more food options. Again, they won't have your fine dining restaurant, but they will have nice sit-down restaurants along with your standard cafeteria style restaurant as well. These resorts tend to be very, very large. So Coronado Springs, Caribbean Beach Resort, and Port Orleans Riverside, these are very big resorts. They have an internal bus system. So at your average resort, the bus will pick you up in one location. These resorts have different locations within the resort that the bus goes to pick up people. So this can be kind of tricky, especially to parks like Magic Kingdom, where it seems like it's always busy. You kind of don't want to, if you're that last bus that's picking up for the day, you might not actually get on the bus and you might have to wait for another one. So that is something to think about with these resorts. I've had friends that have stayed at these resorts and they were not expecting that this was an issue and it kind of was a turnoff for them. I think if you were just prepared for this, you will do fine. When me and my daughter went to Port Orleans Riverside, we just prepared for this and we had a fine time with the bus system while we were there. Now, Caribbean Beach Resort is on the Skyliner. It's actually the Skyliner hub. And so that is such a great perk to this resort because you're not having to pay that high deluxe price, but you're getting a separate transportation option to a park. So moderate resort rooms, they tend to be around 300 square feet and they have a similar bathroom setup to the Value Resort. You're just kind of standard bathroom setup. You can get these rooms with two queen beds or a king bed. You can also get two queen beds with a small fifth sleeper. This is the room that's perfect for a family of five. It has a little bed that can pull down. My 16-year-old slept on one of these little sleepers one time and he fit fine. It was a bit tight, but it still worked. I love moderate resorts. I think they are such a fantastic option for people who want to stay at a Disney resort, but they want to kind of step up from the Value Resort. So sometimes when it's your first trip, staying at a Value Resort is a great option because these resorts are really nice. We'll talk about them in a bit. But after you stay at a Value and you kind of want to step up your trip a little bit, moderate resorts are such a great option. You get that awesome pool with the slide, and especially when you're visiting in the warmer months, this is a great, great option. Also, just having different food options besides your standard cafeteria food, another thing that I love about the moderate resorts and why I always recommend bumping up your trip to a moderate resort if you can. So the moderate resorts at Walt Disney World are Caribbean Beach Resort, Coronado Springs, Port Orleans Riverside, and then their sister resort, Port Orleans French Quarter. There's also the cabins at Fort Wilderness that are also considered a moderate resort. If you are a party of two or four and you're wanting to stay at a moderate resort, but you really don't want that giant, giant resort, I always recommend Port Orleans French Quarter. I have clients that stay here. I have friends that stay here. This is such a great resort. We visited on our last trip, walked around. It's really small. It only has one bus stop, even though in slower months, it can share a bus with Port Orleans Riverside. It has great food options. It's right on the river, so you can get a river view room for a really good price. I think this is a great resort, and I really recommend staying there if you are a party of two, four, or just four or less, because it does not have an option for a fifth sleeper. Finally, we have our Value Resorts. These are your kind of over-the-top resorts. If you're thinking about the resorts that have the big Mickey statues or just kind of the over-the-top feel, these are the resorts. They used to only offer bus transportation to parks until the Skyliner opened. And two of the Value Resorts are on the Skyliner. So these are the ones I usually recommend to people because you're paying that low, low value price, but you're getting multiple transportation options, which you really can't beat that. It's such a great deal. These resorts are considered value because they're a little bit farther from the parks. Again, they used to only offer bus transportation. Now they don't anymore. But that was one of the reasons they were value as well. Their pools also do not have a slide, and they might have less pools than one of the other types of resorts. They just don't have as many amenities as the deluxe or moderate resorts do. As far as restaurants go, they also usually only have a cafeteria style restaurant and then a pool bar. So that again, if you're wanting a lot more food options, this might not be the best category of resort for you. However, if you plan on just going to Disney and spending all of your time in the parks from open to close, value resorts, that's what they're there for. They are there for those families that are just dying to get to Disney and stay at a Disney resort, but they don't have a really large budget, or the people who are just park goers and they barely spend any time in their room. One of the really great things about the value resorts is they were recently all completely redone. So these rooms are really nice. They have great options for storage because they are on the smaller side. These are the smallest rooms that you'll find on Disney property at around 260 square feet. They have a really basic bathroom setup with the sink in an open area, and then the toilet, shower, and tub in a separate room. And they come with two queen beds. One of the new changes that came to the rooms when they were redone is a Murphy bed. So because these rooms are smaller, the beds take up a lot of space, right? So one thing they did is added a Murphy bed. So that really takes that room. And if you're a smaller party and you don't need that bed down, you have so much room. And even if you are a party of four and you need that bed down, you can always put that bed up when you're not using it. This was such a fantastic option that they added to these hotel rooms. So the value resorts are the All-Star Resorts, which is All-Star Music, All-Star Movies, and All-Star Sports. And then Pop Century, which is on the Skyliner, and the Art of Animation Resort, which is also on the Skyliner. Now, the Art of Animation Resort is a little bit different because this resort is mostly made up of family suites. These rooms are around 520 square feet, so they are really big. They have a queen-size bed and its own bedroom with its own bathroom, and then they have one Murphy bed. And then they have a sofa bed. They have a little kitchenette that just has a microwave, sink, and a small refrigerator. And then they have another bathroom. This room is great for families. We've stayed in this room. We've had tons of space. We absolutely loved this room. Now, Disney was so smart when they made these rooms because they made a family suite that's big enough to fit a lot of people, but they put it at a good price point that people can afford. Now, of course, because it is a larger room, it is more expensive than your average value room. It actually can be more expensive than your moderate rooms. But again, you're getting a much bigger room at 520 square feet. If you're wanting a family suite at a lower cost, then I have the perfect one for you. Not only does the Art of Animation Resort have a family suite, but now All-Star Music also has a family suite, and this is such a nice suite at a very low price. This suite has two Murphy beds with a bathroom right next to it. It has a larger size kitchen, not just a kitchenette. Now, it's not a full size kitchen, but it does have a full size refrigerator and a ton of counter space. And then it has a separate bedroom with a queen size bed and another bathroom. This room has so much room. I really think it's a great option for families when you're really wanting to stay in a bigger room at a lower price point. Now, All-Star Music, just like the other All-Stars, does have your regular standard room as well. When was the last time you visited a Disney park? For many adults, it's been a really long time. I would love to help you fix that situation. As a travel agent specializing in Disney, my job is to make sure your vacation can go as seamless as possible. All of my services are complimentary to my clients. Yes, you heard that right. I'm free to you. These services include helping you from the start finding the perfect resort to fit your needs, handling all the bookings and reservations, helping to teach you about the parks, because if it's been a while, man, have they changed. I have insider tips and tricks I share with all of my clients, and I will be your single point of contact throughout your entire trip, even while you are there. Don't wait another year to visit a Disney park or go on a Disney cruise. Let this be the year you finally go. Email me at jenny@trolleylanetravel.com to get the conversation started, or see the link in the show notes to fill out my quote form. All listeners that book a trip with me will receive a $20 gift card to use on their trip. Just make sure you say you heard this on the podcast. Okay, now back to the show. You can head over to my website, DisneyTravelTales.com, and see pictures of all these resorts and more of a breakdown of these resorts as well. So now that I've gone over the levels and categories of resorts, I am going to tell you my personal favorite from each of these categories. So my favorite value resort is Pop Century. We stayed at Art of Animation, and while I loved those family suites, I just think Pop Century is such a great resort for the price point that it's at. You're going to get to stay at a resort on the Skyliner for a very, very low cost. The Art of Animation rooms, they are not at a low cost. Like I said, they can be more than a moderate room. So Pop Century is my go-to when I quote for clients. I do have a lot of clients that stay at All Star Movies. This is also a really cute resort. The only thing downside of this resort to me is bus only. I like having separate transportation options to get to parks and not only having to rely on buses. For the moderate resort, I actually have two favorites. My first favorite is the Port Orleans French Quarter. Again, this resort is so, so quaint. It's beautiful. It's really peaceful and such a nice break from the parks, the busyness. It's relaxing. And just having that river right there, oh my gosh, spending the evening either on a boat to Disney Springs or just sitting out there relaxing. I just love this resort. Plus, it's where you can get the famous Mickey beignets, which are delicious. My second favorite moderate resort is Caribbean Beach. This resort is getting a huge room redo, and the new rooms are Little Mermaid themed and are beautiful. They are so nice, and the way that they're using the space in that room is just amazing. I'm going to link a YouTube video that y'all can watch for a tour of the rooms. They're fantastic. Plus, with it being on the Skyliner Hub, this is just a great, great resort. It has one of the best pools on Disney property with a huge slide. It's a pirate-themed style Spanish pool. It also has Sebastian's Bistro, which is a fantastic restaurant. We will actually be eating there on our next trip. I cannot wait. So this is such a great resort as well for families because you have that fifth option for a bed. So this is where families of five can sleep comfortably. Now onto deluxe resorts. This was a little bit harder only because I haven't stayed at a lot of the deluxe resorts. But so far my favorite one is Wilderness Lodge. I stayed there. I absolutely loved this resort. I liked it a lot more than I even thought I was going to like it. It has a very rustic feel. It's just really nice. It was really peaceful again. I kind of like that peaceful vibe. As you can tell, I don't want to go from like a crazy busy park day back to a crazy busy resort. I kind of want that calm, peaceful vibe. And Wilderness Lodge really delivered, especially when you walk from the hotel part of the property over to where the boat is to take you to Magic Kingdom. That was one of my favorite things that I did every single day. And I was always on the lookout for wildlife because I was just waiting to see something hiding in the bushes while I was walking around. Overall, you can't go wrong when you book a Disney resort. I think no matter where you stay, no matter where your budget allows you to stay, you will be happy that you chose to stay at an on-site hotel over an off-site. Guests also get to book their Genie Pluses before at 7 a.m. It's fantastic, and it truly, truly is magical. I would love to help you book your next Disney vacation, especially if you're wanting to go in 2024. I have my potential 2024 clients ready to go right next to me right now, and I would love to add you to my list. So fill out my quote form in my show notes, and yeah, I'm going to get you added to my list. I'll give you a call, and we're going to get this magical vacation planned for you. Thank you for listening today. I really appreciate you spending your time over here with us, and I hope this was just what you needed to hear today. I'm always looking for new guests for the podcast, so if you are traveling to any Disney park or cruise, see the show notes for more information about being on the show. Visit the show all around the web at DisneyTravelTales.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Disney Travel Tales. See pictures from the guests on their vacations. Plus, this is just a great way to stay up to date with all things related to the podcast and Disney travel in general. Join me next week with a brand new episode. So until then, this is Jenny, and may all your Disney travel dreams become a reality.